Welcome to Transforming Your Future Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Mr. Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, Tanya. Thank you so much. It's great to be back on the show again. I've enjoyed every opportunity I've had to share not only with you and be shared with by your other guests in your summits and on the fabulous TV show you have, but also to be able to share with listeners and viewers a little bit of life-changing information that can make a critical difference or a crucial difference in their lives and the kind of future that they have. And it doesn't matter whether they're old or young or rich or poor or fat or thin, male or female. It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, what your background is, what your politics or your religion, you know, or your thoughts are. Anyone can learn to create their best life ever. And I've been doing this for about 40 years since I was in my early 20s, when after I had a life-changing crisis where a doctor nearly killed me, and I locked myself in my room and wouldn't get out until I could face the world with confidence and change my mindset. And I learned at that time that you could correct and take hold and manage your own thinking and your own mindset, and your own attitude. And that's what I had to do, because there were times when I was broke in the past, and sometimes I had money, you know, I struggled with issues of self-esteem and self-worth and not having enough confidence. I went through periods of overcompensating and trying to, you know, huff and puff my way through things, and found myself failing a lot. I was an actor in Hollywood. I worked in show business, and I'd have some success and not success. And then the doctor gave me a fatal combination of prescription medicines for a back problem I had. I'd gone skydiving and was injured, and that took away almost 18 months of my life. I had amnesia for many months, and then I battled, you know, alcohol when I figured out what had happened, and amnesia, and all sorts of stuff. So I sat in a room and I meditated and I visualized and I affirmed. I did everything I could until I could get my confidence. And what I discovered, I shared with you in one of your other shows, actually on the Fabulous Show on Abundance and Questions. But I've been helping people for 40 years, both publicly and professionally and behind the doors and as a mentor and a coach. And one of the things that, you know, people need to ask themselves in order to create their best life ever is what do you want? What do you want in life? You need to be able to clarify that. You need to be able to determine what it is. And sometimes in order to know what you don't want, to know what you want, you have to know what you don't want. When I sat in that chair and was broken and depressed and sad and had a difficult time facing the world, I knew I didn't want that. I was sick and tired of being broken. I was sick and tired of being broke. I was sick and tired of being insecure. I was, I knew I didn't want that anymore. And by knowing that, I was able to turn my attention to what I did want and what I wanted to create, what I wanted to make happen, and who I wanted to be. And sadly, and this is very good, some people don't ever make that shift. They know what they don't want, but they stay focused on what they don't want. Instead of making the shift toward what they want and deciding to move in that direction, they focus on what was wrong and what happened in the past and the reasons why they don't have things and how they can't move ahead and how the economy holds them back or their parents did something to them. Or, you know, there's all sorts of reasons and beliefs and limitations and blockages. And sadly, some people never, ever, ever turn their back on those. They feel that they must continue. And guess what? When they do, and when you focus on what's wrong and what you don't want and what you prefer to avoid and eliminate, you end up perpetuating that very same thing over and over again. If you focus on lack and scarcity, you're never going to be rich. If you focus on fighting and war and anger, you're never going to have peace. So in order to get what you want to have, you almost have to become what you want to have before it actually shows up in your life. And so you need to determine, you know, what are your top three goals? What do you want? Who do you want to be? What do you want to do that really, you know, puts a smile on your face? And what do you want to have? Now, sadly, some people have it reversed. They think, well, if I have all these things first, if I have the car and I have the house and I have the money, then people will like me and then I'll be famous or I'll be loved, I'll have great relationships. And sadly, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And other people think, You know, if I just do enough, if I work hard enough and I struggle and I sacrifice and I do all the things, you know, then I'll have everything I want and then I'll be the kind of person I want. And again, that doesn't work. You have to be it first. If you want to have happiness, you need to be happy. You need to find a way to be happy, and then you perpetuate more happiness. So I help people determine what they want and what their goals are. And how do you want to feel? You know, in other words, that's a really important question. How do you want to feel? If you say, I don't want to feel sad, I don't want to feel lonely, I don't want to feel broke, that doesn't tell you what you want to feel. That tells you what you don't want. And guess what? You're focused on what you don't want. You're not changing. You're not shifting. You're not turning your mind toward what you do want and aiming in the direction that's useful. You see, the mind doesn't know what a negative is. Let me think about that for a second. If I say, hey, don't think of a blue elephant wearing a yellow hat, guess what? It's too late. You already thought of that. Most people know this analogy by now because the mind drops out the negative. It only processes a positive. If you say, I don't want broke, all it thinks is, I want broke. If you say, I don't want to be fat, it thinks, I want fat. If you think, I don't want to be lonely, it thinks, I want lonely. Don't think of a blue elephant. Think of a blue elephant. So what happens is people are focused on the wrong things too much of the time, and they're blaming and they're whining and they're excusing and they're living it, and they perpetuate it and they keep it going. And you have to stop that. You literally have to stop it, because what that is that's it's a habit. You become habituated to that kind of living. So if you're not getting everything you want, if you look around you right now and you aren't where you want to be financially, spiritually, emotionally, romantically, physically, mentally, if you're not where you want to be, what is it that's stopping you? How come you're not there? Because if you knew how to do it, you'd already be there. If you were doing the things that were getting you there, you'd be there. Now, true, some people are in the process, but some people look around and go, I just ain't there yet, and it ain't happening for me, and I'm broke, and I don't have enough money, and the end of the month is coming up, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and they may foreclose on my home or my car, or you know, I'm lonely and I want a significant other in my life. I don't have any friends. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Again, remember, what you focus on is what you get. And if you're focused on all of the negatives and all the reasons and all the why nots and all the limitations and all the blocks and all the brokenness and all the scarcity and all the lack, that is what you'll continue to create forever until you stop. Until you stop doing it. That's why I'm here. And that's what I learned when I was about 25 years old. I had to stop creating the brokenness. I had to stop creating the failure. I had to stop creating the insecurity and the overcompensation and the lack of confidence. I had to transform my own mind. I had to grab hold of and control my own thinking process and aim it in a direction. It's like your GPS. You can't tell it where you don't want to go. You can say, I don't want to go to Texas. That doesn't help. Your GPS won't do anything with that. You say, I want to go to Texas. I want to go see Tanya in Texas. You know, and you put in an address, it will figure out the way to get there. The internal guidance system, and that's what we as people need to do. We need to direct our conscious mind. And in doing so, we need to direct our unconscious, our subconscious mind, which is running all these habitual thinking programs and feeling programs that are keeping us stuck and limited and broke. And so it's sad that some people never get to the place where they go, you know what, I'm so tired of being sick and tired that I'm going to change my life. They just go on. They just kind of passively, tacitly accept less than glorious situations, and they put up with, and they, you know, and they moan and they complain and they whine. I'll tell you how you can tell if your thinking is wrong. You're on the freeway, or something happens at 6 a.m. or your commute to work or to school or wherever you're going, and at 6 o'clock at nighttime, you're still talking about it. You're telling about this jerk or this person who cut you off or did something, or the barista that got your order wrong, or the boss that came in and yelled at you. If you're living 12 hours later, something that happened 12 hours earlier that was less than glorious, then your focus is completely, completely off target. You need to stop that. And that's what I'm here to do. So I want to find out, you know, what are your top goals? What do you really want? And how do you want to feel? And what matters most to you? What is it? I mean, what matters most to you? What is it? Money? Is it contributing to the world? Is it feeling significant? Do you want more freedom? Is it a lifestyle that's important to you? Do you want to have more fun, more romance? Travel more in your world? What do you want to be able to do more of? You know, you want to feel smart, successful, happy? You want to feel peaceful, confident? What do you want? What would be you know, the results that you would like in the world if you're not getting them right now. Well, what do you want in life? You see, in order to get what you want, you have to know what it is you want. You have to clarify it. You have to specify it. You have to think about it day and night. You have to make it an obsession, and you have to turn your back on what you do not want. You have to alleviate and let go of, release, forgive, forget, drop, whatever way you want to put it. You got to get rid of the old habits that don't support you. The only way you do that is replace them with new habits, because it's really true. If you're 40 pounds overweight and flabby, the only way you get fit is to develop the habit of conditioning yourself. Yes, you can do a tummy tuck. Yes, you can starve yourself. Yes, you can do all this. But the only way you get fit and conditioned is to do the right things long enough consistently that bring about the results that you want. So if you want the body of, say, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you want to develop the skill of a Conor McGregor, you know, then, or the singing skills of a Barbra Streisand, you have to do the work. You have to do the practice. And it starts with your mindset. It doesn't start with the effort. It starts with the mindset, because plenty of people decide that they're going to go to the gym on January 1st and get in shape. And then by January 7th, they're no longer in the gym and they're no longer in shape and they're still overweight. And they still have a gym membership they're paying for, but they never use. And if that's you, then you need to stop and change that. This is my point. You know, it's not enough to intend to do it without actually following through on it. So you want to, if you decide you want to change and you want to create your best life ever, then you aim at what you want and you follow through on it. Within 48 hours, 24 hours, you do something that brings you a result. You pick up a positive book or an inspiring audio tape and you listen to it. You start reading. You start doing affirmations. You start affirming. You decide what you want. You get out a piece of paper and you write down, I want X amount of dollars in X amount of time. And you set, you know, a goal. Now, it has to be realistic to some extent, because if you've never made a lot of money, it would be ridiculous to assume you're going to make it tomorrow, in the same way that if you're 50 pounds overweight, it's a little bit ridiculous to think that tomorrow you're going to be your ideal weight. It's going to take some time, and you're going to have to learn how to do things. And if you are no good at managing money, then that's a skill you're going to have to learn. And if you're no good at getting physically fit, then that's a skill you're going to have to learn. If you're no good at communicating with other people and understanding what they want, or selling them, or influencing them in positive ways, well, then that's a skill you're going to want to learn to develop. But again, it starts with mindset, because it's the mindset that sees you through to the end. It's the mindset that keeps you going. It's the mindset that inspires you and keeps you persisting when the going gets tough, because the going always gets tough, in the same way that when you take a trip somewhere, sometimes there are detours, sometimes there's bumpy roads, sometimes the roads are shut down, sometimes the car breaks down, you know, or the plane is delayed, or the airport shut down, or they've lost your baggage. Things happen in everyday life. You can't focus on the stuff that happens and let it stop or deter you from being or having the best life that you can. So what's stopping you? What is your excuse? What is your reason? What is the limitation? What's the block? What is it that is stopping you is what I want to help you overcome. I want to help you discover that and to release it and let go of it, because that absolutely has to. What fears do you have? What worries and anxieties? What sadness do you have that you need to get over? What are you carrying? What baggage have you not let go of? You know, there's a story of the two monks walking along, and they both are celibates and vows of celibacy, and they come to a river and they see a woman standing at the riverbank unable to cross, and one monk picks her up, puts her on her shoulder, carries her through the river to the other side, sets her down, and as they're walking and they get closer to the monastery, the other monk says, you know, I'm going to have to report you for touching a woman. You know, it's forbidden. The monk turns to that person and says, you're still carrying her? I put her back down at the riverbank. But yet that's what a lot of us do. We carry baggage and things that go wrong, and problems and issues that aren't working for us. And again, we perpetuate those instead of shifting and turning toward what we want. So what is it that is stopping you? What keeps you awake at night when you're lying in bed and you can't sleep? Is it, I don't know how I'm going to afford my kids' college. I'm going to go bankrupt. What's going to happen? I got a speech I got to give tomorrow, and everybody's going to laugh at me and ridicule me, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm lonely and I can't connect with anybody, and these online dating services are crap. You know, I mean, what is it that's keeping you up? You're not making enough money. You don't have enough customers. You've not reached your potential. You don't feel significant. What keeps you awake? You know, I know. I mean, I've been awake. I've been there. I know exactly, you know, what that's like. And I lived it for many, many years, even after I found a way to unlock my own potential and direct my mind in a positive way. I didn't put it into practice 24/7. I did it and things got better, and then I wouldn't do it. Things get worse. So you got to figure out what it is you want and aim yourself in that direction. Take control of your mind. And that's what I help you do, is do that. We'll get rid of your blocks. We'll get rid of your fears. We'll get rid of your anxieties. We'll unleash the power that's within you and help you be the person who you already are. Because truly, and this is very spiritual, I know, but truly you already have all the resources within you. You have lived a rich life of experiences, even if you lived, you know, in a prison cell with not much contact. You are alive. In other words, every decision you've ever made is not only bad decisions, even if they were, but that decision that you made that we would consider a bad decision is actually a resource, because from that bad decision, you can learn to do otherwise. I made plenty of bad decisions in my life. You know, I've done stupid bonehead things in my life, you know, but that doesn't stop me from being who I want to be today, because I've learned how to release that, let go of that, and move forward, right? So you want to mentally condition yourself to think the best you can, to go after what you want, to think about that predominantly. See, what you think about most of the time is what you end up getting. It's what you end up creating. You know, the law of attraction is a misnomer. You're not really attracting things, although I'm not ruling that out. But the point is, you're really creating things. It's what do you create in your life? What have you created so far? If you look at your life and you're not living your ideal life, what have you created? That's a result of your thinking from the past. It's a result of your thinking, your feeling, and your doing from the past. And what happens with most people is when they try and correct it, you know what they try and do? They try and correct their doing. They try and fix something. They try and do more of the same thing that's not working. They try and solve the problem by working on the problem. Guess what? If you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. And so you remain the same. So if you look at your life and it isn't everything you hope and dream for, and you don't know how to get there yet, or you're working on your way, because this is the other thing. Like I said, rich, poor, young, old, fat, thin, doesn't matter. Some people have everything they want, and they still feel lonely inside. I had a very, very wealthy man call me to his mansion, sit me down in his ass, say, I made a fortune, and yet I'm still me, and I don't like me. What can I do? So you might have a lot of things, but people find that things don't fulfill them. It doesn't make them happy. And what they do, if you're not doing what you love and feeling fulfilled, and if you're not who you are supposed to be inside, you know who that is. If you haven't found that person yet and you're not living that, well, that can be frustrated. And if you're frustrated and you perpetuate frustration, you'll stay that way until you don't. See, so and here's the rule of thumb. If you want your life to change, you have to change some things in your life. And I will show you how. And that's the key. You first manage your thoughts. Absolutely grab hold of your thinking. You know, positive thinking isn't thinking, as Tony Robbins has used to illustrate. There are no weeds, there are no weeds, there are no weeds. It's not thinking stupidly. It's not denying what's out there. It's not ignoring situations. It's saying, if there are weeds, I can handle them. I am bigger than the weeds. I can create a beautiful garden. I know, and if I don't know how, I will learn how. It means that you're positive about what you can do. Henry Ford at one time said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely right. But he also said, I never let what I can't do stop me from doing what I can do. In other words, when I think about what I can do, and anytime I have doubts or fears come up, I don't let that interfere. And that's what you want to do. You want to learn how to manage your minds and your thoughts so that you feel best most of the time. Because if you're feeling good, and you're feeling alive, and you're feeling vibrant, and you're feeling enthused, and you're feeling on top of everything, you are thinking clear. You are smarter, you are wiser, you're acting better. Your brain is more open to finding and discovering opportunities around you, and the world just works better. So the goal is to feel the best you can as much as you can, to be happy as often as possible. And some people will say, well, you can't be happy all the time. Okay, I say that's a limiting belief. Why not? And they will come up with a reason. Well, you can't be happy because this, or it's not right. Right. Okay. And I say, if that's what you think, so be it. That's how you will live your life. It's a choice that you make any given moment, whether you're getting closer to what you want and who you want to be and who you are and what you can do and what you have, or whether you're further away from that. Every second is a choice. And it's in the decisions that we make that our destiny is born. It's where we create. So if you decide, hey, you know what, I want to do something to change my life, then within 24 hours, do something. Within 48 hours, make a decision. I want to learn to communicate better. I want to understand my customers more. I want to be able to sell positively and powerfully. I want to be more caring and loving toward my children or my significant other. I want to feel confident. I want to feel total resolve and certain that I can create my future. I want to make more money this week. I want to make more money by the end of the month. I want to save, you know, my house, right? Commit to doing something within 24 or 48 hours, because when you do that, your brain gets the message that you are a person of action. You don't have to take massive action. That's a fallacy. You don't need massive action. You just need to take some action, step by step, bit by bit. If you don't know how to communicate better, get a book, read a blog, listen to an audio tape, go hang out, go to an inspiring meeting, go to church, go to temple, go somewhere where you feel good and uplifted, get out in nature, walk barefoot, get a massage, do something that makes you feel good, that puts you closer to where it is you want to be. Develop a positive, strong, positive attitude. And this is what is imperative for you to learn. All right. I've been on a mission since I was 25 years old to share this with as many people as I possibly can. And I invite you to learn with me and to change your life and create your best life ever. Okay. So what I have for you, I'm going to tell you right now, is I have some gifts and some information for you. I write a daily blog called Daily Inspiration and Gratitude. Daily Inspiration and Gratitude, just like it sounds, is how it's spelled. And it's dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. And at dailyinspirationandgratitude.com, there are a certain number of things. There's a store. It says Transformational Life Products. There's some great products there. You can get those if you choose. Okay. There's a site that says podcast. So you go dailyinspiration.com, dailyinspirationandgratitude.com/podcast, or you go to the dailyinspiration.com and you look in the pull down menu. It'll say podcast, and there's a podcast there. I just recorded the very first one the other day. There's a thing that says free gift, dailyinspiration.com. I'm sorry, dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. Free gift is up there in the pull-down menu, or dailyinspirationandgratitude.com/word/free gift. There's a free gift, and the free gift is very cool. You're going to want it. It's called What's Stopping You. It's an audio MP3. You're going to want it. You're going to want to get it. Go there, get the free gift, and find out what's stopping you, what's holding you back. Even if you got everything that you want, but you're not feeling like you are where you want to be, if that is for you. If you have nothing that you want, and you want to get more, and you want to be more, that's for you. What is stopping you? It's imperative. It's crucial that you learn and that you get my free gift. There's also something called bank up there. You'll look at it, say bank or bank code. That's a very powerful method for learning how to understand other people. If you're not as effective and influential as you want to be, I invite you to go. There's a webinar there. Go look at it. The instructions are right there for the webinar. And check it out so that you can learn how to understand how other people make decisions so that you can be more influential. And if you're a salesperson, you can actually increase your closing ratio up to 300%. So personal or professional relationships right there at Bank Code. Free gift right there at Free Gift. Podcast tools and supplies, you know, and the blog. Go sign up and get the blog daily, because you're going to want to do that. You see, the more you fill your mind with positive thoughts and positive material, on a daily basis, if you do this long enough consistently, then you develop those habits. If you want to have the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger, as I mentioned before, you can't go to the gym and do it once every couple of weeks or once a month or every so often. You have to have a routine of daily exercise that conditions you and works your muscles in a way that maximizes the effect. And what I want you to learn is how to do the 20% of something that gives you 80% of the results. So you don't have to do everything. You just have to do the small things consistently again and again and again to get the biggest bang for your buck. To get the most maximal results, you want to have the most minimal effort, because nobody wants to devote your entire life to doing things. You want to play, you want to have fun, you want to have leisure, you want to have travel, you want to enjoy relationships, you know, and you want to feel your best during all of that. And that is what I want to share with you, and I want to offer you. I have a Facebook page called Create Your Best Life Ever with Rex, because that is what my mission has been. And I invite you to share this mission and create your own best life by learning how to design the inside of your head, make it beautiful and glorious, and design the inside of your heart by making it wonderful and sumptuous and savory and delicious, so that you feel good and think good more of the time. And when you do, then you take the right kind of actions that get you the kind of impressive results you want to get. You can transform your entire life and your relationships. You can transform who you are, what you have, what you do, and the people around you by taking control of yourself. But you have to learn how, and you have to actually do it. So commit to doing it, and anything is possible. As Napoleon Hill said, if you can conceive it, if you can imagine it, if you can entertain it as a possibility, and you believe it, you make an obsession, you make it a strong, strong, white-hot desire, and you believe that you can accomplish it, then you will achieve it. Well, he didn't say you will achieve it. He said you can achieve it. He said, as is true with everybody, I don't know what you're going to do with it. That'll be up to you. So if this is something for you and you like it and you enjoy it and you're interested and you want to do better or you want to help someone else get on the right track, then I invite you to dailyinspirationandgratitude.com and check out what's there for you. In the meantime, have a fabulous life. My life is fabulous, and I'm so glad to be here. I want to thank you, Tanya, for a marvelous and wonderful, wonderful time.